Appendix E. Finney's Directions to Sinners, excerpts.
On repentance. Many think remorse, a sense of guilt, is repentance. Then hell is full of repentance, because it is full of unutterable eternal remorse. Others feel regret over something, and call that repentance. But they regret their sin, because of the consequences, not because they hate sin. This isn't repentance. On false Christians. I know some people who claim to be Christians who would be full of glee to run back to their old ways if they didn't fear ruining their reputation. But listen, if they feel that way, they have no claim to be Christians. They don't hate sin. If they long for their old ways, they show they have never really repented, because repentance always consists in changing views and feelings. If they were truly converted, instead of desiring such things, they would turn from them with loathing. On faith. Faith isn't an intellectual conviction for the world's sins, or even for you in particular, nor is it a belief that you are a Christian, or that your sins are forgiven. Rather, faith is that trust in the Scriptures that leads a person to act as if they are true. On living for God. Giving your heart to God is the same thing as giving it to anybody else. It means to set my affections on Him and strive to please Him in everything. True submission is obeying God. He must cease striving against his Maker and take the attitude of an obedient child, willing to be and do whatever God requires. On what to tell sinners. Call sinners to choose whether they will serve God or the world, whether they will follow holiness or sin. Make them understand what it means to choose and what they should choose. If they answer from the heart, they will be saved.